when one understands how dictatorship operates, the Tangara at the strategic policy level, that is, as a member of cabinet, Jammeh alone was not running the Gambia. He was running the Gambia assisted by a cabinet who were his key advisors, key assistants, key implementers of the entire regime at the time. And so we feel all those who are those key decision makers with Jammeh at the time must be held to account. It's unfortunate in the Gambia, though, until now you have Tangara and many people like him have been brought back into the government, into the cabinet. We've raised our voices, and the political leaders, the president, of course, does not care about our voices. But anywhere the opportunity arises for us to hold any one of those people to account, we will do. And in the case of Tangara, it so happens that he is seeking the position of Secretary General of the Commonwealth. And for that purpose, it presents us an opportunity to stand up to voice this petition in order to hold him to account.
Some Gambians that I spoke with are of the view that Mr. Tangara's hands are clean. He has served the Gambia well as a citizen, and he has represented the Gambia well both locally and internationally. Serving the Gambia well should not preclude him from contesting for international positions such as the Secretary General of the Commonwealth. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I totally disagree. I think his hands are not clean. And people probably are looking at this in a very simplistic way. That is because he did not kill anyone or torture anyone. But Tangara represented that regime internationally, defended it. And that regime, it is very obvious by UN reports, by international organizations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and so on, have reported acts of human rights violations perpetrated by that regime. So to go to represent that regime, cleansing it, legitimizing it, defending it, I think that is a huge crime.
Madi, what do you say to those who are saying that being the Secretary General of the Commonwealth brings honor to the people of the Gambia and West Africa as a whole? Preventing him from doing so is undermining the very essence of promoting the people of the Gambia.
Yeah, so that is the language of apologists, people who want to bury or obstruct accountability and justice. Gambia has dignity, and West Africa, but we need to put our best sons and daughters to represent us, to protect, to manifest our dignity, our honor.
What's next? After you get the signatures, then what next?
Well, we hope the Commonwealth of Nations, the people who make the decisions, we understand, of course, the Secretary General is selected by the heads of state, would pay attention to this petition as a concern that is coming from citizens of Commonwealth. And so if they genuinely wish to make Commonwealth about the peoples of Commonwealth, the citizens of Commonwealth, they need to give attention to what citizens of Commonwealth are saying. And so I hope they will listen to this petition and act accordingly. They have all the information and they have all the resources and capacity to investigate, to verify what the petition is saying. And so what next is we hope that they will take it seriously and, uphold this petition and not vote for Mamadou Tangara. And that is it.